This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A new hospital is open in China to help cope with the coronavirus outbreak that has sickened more than 17,000 people and killed at least 361 in China alone. The World Health Organization says it expects the number of cases to grow as test results from thousands of pending cases come in. Meanwhile, the pandemic is having an economic impact on China's benchmark stock index. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
China's stock market suffered its worst drop in nearly 5 years on Monday as the virus hit mainland reopened its exchanges for the first time since the Lunar New Year holiday. Fears over the new coronavirus saw investors selling the yuan and dumping commodities, with around $400 billion wiped from the Shanghai Composite Index. The benchmark closed nearly 8% lower, the biggest one-day drop since 2015. The ticker around the Shanghai Stock Exchange, which would have shown a plunge, was shut off on Monday. Investors are bracing for volatility as the spread of the new coronavirus weighs on the world's growth outlook.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for changes to the system for dealing with those convicted of terrorism offences following a stabbing incident in London. British police on Sunday shot dead a man they say stabbed two people on a busy street in South London. British Home Secretary Priti Patel says the probe into Sunday's attacker will examine connections with terrorism and radicalization.
There are lots of questions I've got for the government in relation to what they're doing to keep us safe. I'll give you some examples. We know there are 70-odd people who have been convicted of a terror offence and have been released from prison.
Sunday's stabbing comes a little more than 2 months after a similar attack killed two people and wounded three others on London Bridge. This is VOA News. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump continues today. House lawmakers prosecuting the impeachment case and the president's defense team each have 2 hours to make their closing arguments. The vote on whether to acquit the president will come Wednesday. The final outcome of the case seems secure, with Republicans holding a 53-47 majority in the Senate and none indicating they plan to vote to remove Mr. Trump from office. Meanwhile, in the state of Iowa, hundreds of thousands will cast the first votes today in the contest to challenge President Trump. AP's Julie Walker reports.
All weekend, Democratic presidential candidates like Elizabeth Warren.
Hello, Indianola!
And the others locked in a four-way battle with her. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg hustled across the state trying to fire up voters. Iowan Chris Brown is still undecided.
Tom Steyer and Biden. That's who I'm between right now.
But Marvin Campbell and Anthony Vizzoli say their minds are made up.
I'm going to repeat Bernie.
I think Mayor Pete would be a good candidate.
Unlike other Democratic primaries, the Iowa caucuses are essentially small local meetings where neighbors stand up to show their support for a candidate and get others to join them. I'm Julie Walker.
Turkey says it hit targets in northern Syria Monday, responding to shelling by Syrian government forces that killed at least four Turkish soldiers. A Syrian war monitor group says six Syrian troops were also killed. A recording appears to show that Iran knew a Ukrainian jetliner was hit by a missile immediately after takeoff. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
A leaked recording of an exchange between an Iranian air traffic controller and Iranian pilot purports to show that authorities immediately knew a missile had downed the jetliner after takeoff from Tehran on January 8, killing all 176 people aboard, despite days of denials by Iran. Ukraine's president has acknowledged the recording's authenticity in a report aired by a television channel on Sunday night, while in Tehran, the head of the probe team has agreed the audio is legitimate, saying it was handed over to Ukrainian officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is demanding demonstrable evidence from the Taliban that it will lower the violence level in Afghanistan before signing a deal that will lead to peace talks and a withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. Pompeo says a deal is close, but that they had been close before and failed because the Taliban was unable to prove it is serious about peace. The Kansas City Chiefs are the champions of the National Football League after defeating the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in Sunday's Super Bowl. The Super Bowl win is the first for the Chiefs in 50 years. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.